Welcome to Venturi's Voice. I'm Andy Davis. Venturi's Voice brings together thought leaders from a variety of industries who are taking the most innovative approaches to leadership and staffing. Imagine having a mix of experienced mentors sharing their secrets on leadership, recruiting, onboarding, engagement, and motivating, as well as stories on life lessons they've learned along the way. And it's free. If you're the head of a major corporation leading a team of hundreds or about to take on your first leadership role, this podcast is for you. The show is about you, and we're here to help you become the best leader you can be. Stay up to date with the latest shows by subscribing on iTunes and SoundCloud, as well as signing up to the newsletter at venturi-group.com, where you can find the latest IT jobs, talent, and blogs on all things leadership, staffing, and development. I'd love to hear from you, so drop me a line anytime via email at andy.davis@venturi-group.com. Any feedback or requests are always welcome. Enjoy the show.
Today's guest is Gordon Davy, Head of Cloud Architecture at Willis Towers Watson. Well, I want to get started, if you don't mind. We'll get straight into things.
Sure.
It's, you know, again, I'm really excited to have you on, actually, because I'm kind of going through and putting myself on a fast track kind of education to try and learn as much about technologies as possible, and cloud is one of particular interest to me. I think for probably all the wrong reasons.
Okay.
It's mainly because I think that I am definitely one of those kind of bandwagoners who just like uses cloud, uses kind of the Google Drive and such like that, and just thinks it's like absolute groundbreaking stuff. And from my understanding and what I hear, it's been around for quite a while. And as you quite blatantly put on your kind of LinkedIn profile, you know, the term is overused, isn't it? And and you know, it's probably massively misunderstood as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to kind of hearing your thoughts on, I suppose, first of all, what are the most common misconceptions about cloud computing? You know, when you're working with different clients and such.
So yeah, common misconceptions around cloud. There's a broad range of misconceptions when it comes to cloud, ranging from IT professionals who are maybe a bit long in the tooth, have been using IT in a professional way for many years, and just think that this new fad is nothing new, and it's, you know, just somebody else's computer in another data center, and I can just treat it the way I've always treated the infrastructure we've had on premise. That's a fairly common misconception, right through to the other end of the scale, where, you know, often consumers think cloud is just something like Google Drive or you know, their Apple iCloud, and don't really understand the real business impacts it can have and the way it can dramatically change infrastructure for businesses, and not just the geeky tech level, but right to the business level, and can make entire businesses much more agile and really change how they operate. So lots of different misconceptions around cloud.
What was it for you when you started picking up? So I assume you were kind of in like infrastructure, like architecture kind of technologies, like throughout your career, and you just got into cloud, or has cloud been around long enough to where it's always been kind of the predominant focus of your career?
No, it hasn't always been the predominant focus of my career. So I started from a fairly basic tech support background in a really small company. So I was doing all of the kind of desktop support, server support in a small kind of couple of hundred person organization, which gave me a really good grounding in all the aspects of IT. Moved on from that into a number of different IT roles in different organizations, and then moved into a small service provider where I was doing Microsoft consultancy for lots of different clients. That organization was actually acquired by Dell about 11, 12 years ago, and we became Dell's initial services arm and consultancy arm. And it was really when I moved into Dell and when we began to see the market moving, Dell made a number of other acquisitions, and some of those were cloud-based. And I had the opportunity to be part of the launch of those products in Europe and kind of really get them up and running. So that's really what moved me into cloud. But before that, it was very much a kind of traditional IT infrastructure background that I had.
Were Dell kind of some of the early adopters of the cloud technology? Then I'm not sure about who was kind of the big I suppose starting point for cloud.
So I mean, yeah, so Dell definitely dabbled their toe in the water a number of cloud technologies very early on. Some of those technologies, it was probably too early for the market. So some of those initial products that I was involved in incubating and launching in Europe were very early software as a service products and they were really groundbreaking at the time, and there's actually some products out in the market now that are doing very well in the area that they were covering. But I think they were just a bit too early in that. So they weren't really successful kind of 8-9 years ago when we were launching that. But you know, I wouldn't say Dell has been one of the real pioneers in cloud, though. That definitely sits with companies like Amazon and Microsoft and Google, who really have driven forward the cloud agenda and done so massively well.
So let's talk about the effectiveness of kind of cloud and you know the efficiencies that it's allowed to bring. I mean, I think cost comes to mind as as the first thing. But is there anything reasons why it's been so widely adopted and what the main efficiencies are and why it was? I suppose it is relatively groundbreaking technology at one point.
Yeah, so I think cost is always a big factor in people's mind when they start to think about cloud. I know for a number of years that there was this perception out in the industry that that cloud was definitely going to save you lots of money if you made that transition. That then evolved, and then over the last couple of years, I think it completely reversed, and suddenly people thought actually cloud was going to be more expensive in many ways. And I think that's largely missing the point. Especially because for most of those comparisons, people are just looking at doing a direct comparison of what it would be to maybe buy servers and storage and networking and stand up in a data center and run it, and then compare exactly the same amount of capacity running in a public cloud like Amazon or Azure. And that really is missing the point, because it's the primary benefit is not actually cost. The primary benefit is around agility and flexibility, and really giving companies the ability to do things that they've never done before, or to scales that they've never managed to achieve before. So the ability to quickly spin up new environments within cloud and then tear them down again as and when they're needed was something that traditional IT could never provide. There was always this concept that, you know, IT was often holding the business back. You know, you wanted to do something and you submitted a ticket to IT and you waited weeks to get the infrastructure you required. Cloud means you don't need to do that anymore. You can log on to that portal, you can click a button, spin up that infrastructure in cloud and use it within hours, if not minutes. And it's really that agility that's allowed business to do new things, you know, to try new things, to really be much more innovative and to try things on the spot. And that's really where the benefit for cloud is. It's not so much simply a cost saving and a like-for-like basis, but lets organisations do completely new things in new ways.
Would we be surprised at how many people and organisations still haven't adopted cloud technologies or cloud computing?
So I think that is changing dramatically, even over the last 12 months. So if you go back 12, 24 months, then there really was still a huge reticence in the market to adopt cloud. There was a lot of kind of fears and uncertainties out there, many of them unfounded or just due to lack of understanding or education, ranging from, you know, a concern that cloud maybe isn't secure or that it's not stable enough, or, you know, they really just wanted to keep everything on-prem for, you know, this perception there was maybe data privacy regulations that didn't let them use cloud, and all these kind of misconceptions were out there. I think that has really begun to turn around in the last 12 months, and we're really beginning to see a huge acceleration in organisations adopting cloud. And so I saw that in previous roles. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I've recently joined a corporate IT department again, so made that transition from being part of a vendor team and working with service providers, and instead moved to a corporate IT department and a large organisation in an industry that would traditionally be very much regarded as risk averse and very traditional in the way they approach their IT, but who have decided cloud is the way forward. We want to be a cloud first organisation and really transform our whole infrastructure using that as a core platform.
And is it I suppose that I'll, from what my understanding now is that the technologies that we use in the different from the various disciplines within technology, it's become so much more of a collaborative effort now, rather than everyone just kind of building everything from scratch. Everyone's taking bits from different technologies, open source, and such. And is that another reason why cloud is so effective? Because you're allowed to kind of essentially adapt and collaborate with other technologies a little bit easier from the infrastructure standpoint.
Yeah, so I mean, collaboration is a huge benefit that the cloud really enables in new ways, as you've said, and that comes in a number of levels. There are tools that are specifically built for collaboration, like the Office 365 toolset and components of that, like Teams, and those tools do absolutely enable collaboration in new ways within organisations. But as you suggested, the very way that cloud works brings whole new levels of collaboration that weren't possible before, and new ways of working like DevOps, which really bring together what was very siloed organisations before, the developers within an organisation that were writing code and building the applications, and the operational teams who were in charge of running the infrastructure. And very often it was a case that the two would never really meet or would never really collaborate in ways that would work. And there was often a lot of finger pointing, and it's the code that's broken, it's the infrastructure that's broken. Now with DevOps methodologies that public cloud really enables, it allows those two communities to come together and to really work as one unit, and that can really bring together new ways of working and drive organisations forward. It can be a scary process, though, for a lot of organisations, because people's roles are changing, and as we all know, change is sometimes not always welcome, but when it is adopted in the right way, it can bring huge benefits.
Right. Brian, I like that a lot. So for you personally, was technology always something of interest? And how did that, your kind of journey into becoming sort of a head of cloud architecture, how did that start? Did it stem out of kind of interest and passion for technology as a whole?
Yeah, so when I was leaving school, I had kind of two real passions. One was music, the other was computers. So I was a bit of a computer geek at school. I did enjoy playing around inside PCs and building my own PC and that kind of thing. But I also loved music, and my genius idea when I left school was I would do something that combined the two. And I headed off to college and did one of the very early music technology courses, which was all about working in a recording studio and sound engineering. And I thought that was going to be the perfect combination of those two passions. And it didn't take me long to realise that there really aren't many jobs in sound engineering. It's not a particularly large market. So it was after a couple of years of that, I suddenly realised that this isn't the way to go, and I kind of fell back onto IT almost as an area that would make much more sense for a career. Keep music as a passion and an interest, but have IT as my career. At that time, I just did a bit of self-study. I kind of worked on the Microsoft certifications, working towards an MCSE, and got that first job that I talked about a while ago in that small organisation doing IT support. And that's really how I got into that and built that passion for technology.
Brilliant. And what now in cloud can we expect and kind of see, I suppose, in the near future? What innovations are coming, that I suppose you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, so I think one of the big things that we can really see really changing now is that huge adoption of cloud that's really beginning to ramp up. You know, we're beginning to see us hitting that, you know, that mass in the market where more and more large organizations are realizing this isn't just something that's going to be for niche requirements. It's not something that's just for test and dev or kind of small scenarios like that's been mentioned for so long. But we're really beginning to see organizations jump on that. I think we're going to see the use of the platforms really rocket over the next year or two. And because of that, as you see more and more customers there, you're going to see innovation that's driven both by the core organizations that are providing the platform. So Amazon and Microsoft are just releasing new features and functionality all the time. It's just a constant flow of new exciting features that are coming out there. But we're also going to see a lot of third parties and kind of organizations that are on the periphery of that ecosystem really begin to thrive as well. Some of those organizations have really struggled over the last couple of years because they might have had great technology, but they didn't have enough of the market really going for it and using it to be financially viable. But now as that begins to happen, I can see a lot more of those ecosystem organizations doing really well and yes, a lot of new technology coming out of that. So an exciting time to be in cloud, definitely.
Yeah. And do you think that again, the continued collaboration, you know, with other technologies and the rate that they advance, is that kind of pushing, is that, I suppose, as a whole in technology, the collaborative efforts pushing the different areas of technology along because everyone doesn't want to kind of get left behind, so to speak?
Yeah, and so I think that is fair. Nobody wants to get left behind, but I think a lot of the technologies are very complementary as well. So, you know, cloud is a big buzzword at the moment, but there's lots of other really interesting technologies out there that are so tightly integrated to how cloud operates. You know, things like Internet of Things, big data, artificial intelligence, all of these areas thrive in the fact that the cloud brings a scale and the agility that they really need to operate. So as we see organizations adopting cloud platforms, we're also going to see them adopting those other areas that are dependent on cloud and really need that scale to work. So that becomes really interesting and, you know, in some ways fascinating, in some ways, you know, a bit scary. For me, I think some of the artificial intelligence and the way that that's going, I do wonder about it sometimes, but it's definitely going to be interesting to watch that evolve.
And do you think that innovation is kind of pushed along now by almost, it feels like it's almost kind of a rebellion and a need to kind of disrupt now? Do you think that that's like a big motivator and something that, you know, it's kind of fueling in innovation in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I think it is. I think there's sometimes too much played on the whole disruption kind of idea. I think that there are technologies that are disruptive and do make big changes in the market, but I think it's become a bit too much of a buzzword. There in reality aren't that many new technologies that do completely disrupt the status quo and change everything that's happened. I mean, platforms like Amazon and AWS have absolutely done that and are completely changing the face of IT. But, you know, you can probably count them on one hand, whereas it has become a buzzword. But that's not to downplay all these new technologies and what they are going to bring. And I think they'll absolutely enhance the way that we do IT and drive us forward. But at the same time, I'm very cautious about throwing out the baby with the bathwater. You know, it's getting that balance correct. There's lots of good technologies out there we use today, and more importantly, skills that people have that we don't just want to get rid of. You know, this idea that you need to have a completely new team to make use of all these new technologies like cloud and IoT can be often throwing out a lot of the skills and knowledge that you have in the team today. And I think you need to be very careful to get that balance right and bring along the people you have already in the organization that have built up that knowledge, the organizational knowledge and the skills that are going to be there. You know, still core security skills, core networking skills are very important, and we don't want to lose those from organizations. So it's getting the balance correct, I think, that's important.
Yeah, And I suppose with that being said as well, what I suppose advice are you giving to people now when you're looking to recruit, hire people, etc.? Like, or people who are getting involved into technology and may have a particular interest in cloud and want to build a career out of that. You know, how do you have to kind of approach that now? Because I think it can look quite overwhelming and like about what skills to kind of start building, etc. Like, what would be your advice, I suppose, for someone who, you know, would want to get into technology or even cloud specifically?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a number of ways you can get into cloud. I think understanding those core platforms we've been talking about, AWS, Azure, and Google, maybe to a lesser extent, is going to be fundamental. There's lots of online courses that can get you up to speed on those kind of platforms, which is great. The certifications you can get, which are always really useful. But one of the things that's great about cloud that was never possible in the past with traditional infrastructure is, for a very low cost, even if you're completely new to this this industry, you can actually go onto the Amazon portal, the Azure portal, at very low cost, often for free initially. You can spin up and actually play with those infrastructures. You know, that's something that was never possible in the past. You couldn't, as somebody that was trying to get into IT, go out and buy servers and storage and networking. It would cost you thousands, if not tens of thousands of pounds to buy that equipment just to try and understand how it operated. Now with these cloud platforms, you can go and do it for pennies, literally, if not for free. So the ability to actually go in and actually understand and get under the hood of these platforms is now very simple. So if anything, it's actually one of the easiest times to get into IT, I would say.
I'll take that into mind when I'm trying to learn on Code Academy. I'll keep that in mind, Gordon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers, mate. Anyway, I think I covered everything like I was really curious about today. So thank you so much for sharing everything with us about cloud and learning a little bit about yourself as well. It's really been a pleasure. So appreciate the time, mate.
Great. It was great talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for listening to Venturi's Voice. Please make sure you subscribe at iTunes or SoundCloud. Or check out the website, venturi-group.com, and keep up to date with the latest IT jobs, talent, news, and podcasts. Or drop me a line. It's andy.davis@venturi-group.com. Any feedback, topics, or guest suggestions are always welcome. And thanks again for listening to the show. See you next time.